forget scrolling through endless lists of, you know, this blue links, the way we find information online is changing, like, fundamentally.
It really is.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into this idea of LLM-first search optimization. Basically, AI-generated answers are showing up first, right? Before you even see the old-style results sometimes.
That's exactly it. And we've been digging into some really interesting research, especially looking at how this impacts the real estate world.
Ah, okay. Real estate focus.
Yeah. But honestly, what we're seeing applies pretty much everywhere online. Our goal today is to really break this down. You know, how these AI search things actually work.
Right.
What that's doing to user behavior, how people are searching differently now. And importantly, what actually makes your content stand out so these AIs want to use it and cite it.
Absolutely. We need to get under the hood, figure out how this AI search is really different from, you know, good old Google search.
Mm.
Then we'll look at some, frankly, pretty striking data, stuff about zero-click searches going up, click-through rates, well, going down.
Yeah, the numbers are quite telling.
And then the practical side. What do you actually do? How do you make your content work for these AI systems?
Exactly. And especially for anyone listening who's in real estate, maybe you work for a big portal, maybe you're an independent agent. We want to give you some concrete strategies, ways to navigate this, maybe even find some new opportunities.
Okay, so by the end, you, the listener, should have some actionable things you can do without feeling, you know, totally lost in the tech jargon.
That's the plan. Confidence, not confusion.
Oh, all right. Let's start with the basics then to really get our heads around this. How is this AI search fundamentally different from, like, traditional search?
Well, the core difference really boils down to the output, what you get back.
Okay.
Traditional search gives you that list of links, right? You click, you read.
Yeah.
LLM-driven search, like Google's AI overview or, you know, Bing Chat, ChatGPT, Perplexity. They use this thing called Retrieval Augmented Generation, or RAGA. Yeah. They aim to give you a direct, synthesized answer, like a one-stop shot for your question. They first retrieve relevant info from lots of places online.
Like doing quick research.
Exactly. And then they generate a coherent, natural-sounding answer based on all that.
Yeah.
It's not just pulling one answer. It's building one.
So if I search for something like pros and cons of buying in, say, San Francisco, instead of links, I just get a summary.
Pretty much. It tries to give you that balanced view right away. And maybe we can highlight the key differences, like in a mental table.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so output format, list of links versus a synthesized answer, usually with citations. User interaction. Used to be one-off queries. Now it's potentially more conversational back and forth.
Right, you can ask follow-up questions in the AI.
Exactly. Information access. You used to gather it yourself by clicking around. Now the AI aggregates it for you.
Yeah.
Position of content, ranking.
Yeah.
Ranking was everything. Now it's almost binary. You're either in the AI answer or you're kind of invisible for that query.
Wow, binary. That's a big shift.
It is. Then there's personalization. It was limited before, and now it can be much more context aware based on your chat history, potentially.
Mm.
Freshness. Traditional search had index lag. Some AI systems pull in fresher, near real-time data sometimes.
And trust. How does that change?
That's a big one. Used to decide which link to trust based on the brand or the snippet. Now the AI is kind of an intermediary. You're trusting its synthesis first, though hopefully the citations help you verify.
So the whole journey is different. It's not search, hold, click, read anymore.
Right. It's more like search, read the AI answer. Maybe click if you need way more detail or want to check the source.
That sounds super convenient for users, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. But you see the challenge for content creators, right? Like real estate agents putting great advice on their blogs.
Yeah, less traffic. If the AI summarizes the pros from one site and the cons from another, why clit either?
Precisely. The AI aims for that balanced view, potentially pulling from multiple sources, which can reduce the need to visit the original pages.
What about like local searches, realtors near me, or finding specific homes?
That's getting integrated too.
Yeah.
Google's SGE, for example, might pull in local map pack results or agent info right into the AI overview.
Ah, okay, good.
And for property searches, like three-bed houses under $500 in Cleveland, the AI might give a market summary and then link to a few specific listings, maybe bypassing the portal's main search page initially.
It really feels like we need a totally new way to think about SEO.
We do. The focus is shifting from traditional SEO to something people are starting to call answer SEO, or I've heard generative experience optimization. GEO.
GEO.
Catchy.
Yeah. The main goal now is optimizing your content so the AI chooses it as a reliable source to cite in its answers.
How do you do that?
It means making your content super easy for the AI to digest, understand, process, and making it clear your site is an authority on that topic.
Okay, so the mechanics are changing. The AI is generating answers. What's this actually doing to user behavior? Clicks, specifically. I keep hearing about zero-click searches skyrocketing. You're hearing right. The data is pretty clear on this. We started seeing a real shift around early 2023, which lines up with these AI answers becoming more common.
Okay.
And yeah, definitely seeing more searches where the user gets their answer from the results page itself and doesn't click any links, those zero-click searches. And consequently, organic click-through rates, CTR, are dropping.
How much are we talking? Can you give us some numbers?
Sure. Some early figures back in 2024 suggested CTR could drop by like 70% on queries that had an AI overview from Google.
70%? Wow.
Yeah. And a more detailed study, I think it was September 2024, looked at nearly 8,000 searches. It found organic CTR fell from about 2.94% down to just 0.84% when that AI overview showed up. That's huge.
That's a massive drop.
It is. And it looks like the trend is holding. By April 2025, arrest data show the top organic result getting about 34.5% lower CTR on informational queries with AI. Amps of research around then found like a 15.5% overall organic CTR drop. SimilarWeb estimated maybe 20% fewer clicks when AI summaries were present.
So different studies, slightly different numbers, but the direction is unmistakable.
Down.
Unmistakable, exactly. These AI overviews, they act like supercharged featured snippets, right? They often answer the questions so well right there.
That there's no need to click. Like Recessio found for real estate searches, the AI gives a good enough answer.
Precisely. And it often takes up a lot of screen real estate, especially on mobile. You might not even scroll down to see the traditional blue links.
And it's not just Google SGE, right? People are using tools like ChatGPT for search-like things, too.
That's another key piece. Yeah, the adoption of AI chat tools for finding information is growing fast. Surveys in early 2025 showed like 27% of U.S. users and 23% in the U.K. said they use things like ChatGPT instead of Google for certain searches.
Why? What are they saying?
They often feel it's faster, gives more in-depth answers, and crucially, they like that conversational follow-up ability. You know, Gartner even predicted AI assistants could handle maybe 30% of all online searches by 2026.
30%? Is Google's overall search volume actually going down then? Well, that's the interesting part. No, not really. Google's total search volume is still growing. It was up over 20% in 2024 compared to 2023. We're talking over 14 billion searches a day.
Billion. Okay.
Yeah. Compare that to, say, ChatGPT's estimated 37.5 million search-like queries a day in 2024. Google is still vastly, vastly larger. Something like 370 times bigger in terms of query volume.
So Google's still the giant, but how people use it is changing.
Exactly. Inside Google itself, behavior is evolving. Google's own CEO mentioned they saw more queries per user in early SGE tests.
More queries? How?
Probably because of the conversational nature. Someone buying a home asks one question, then asks three follow-ups right there in the AI chat. So more searches within that single session.
But fewer clicks out to websites.
That's the potential trade-off. So for marketers, you might see your Search Console impressions stay high, maybe even go up because AI overview views count as impressions.
Right.
But your actual organic traffic, the clicks to your site, could decline.
Which means CTR isn't the only game in town anymore.
Definitely not. People are starting to talk about tracking AI citations. How often does your content actually get referenced by the AI? That's becoming a new measure of success alongside clicks.
So it's like search behavior is splitting. Some queries are still click-driven, but others, especially complex ones.
Especially complex informational queries, yeah. Like the kind involved in big decisions, like buying a house. For those, the AI is increasingly becoming the first stop. The main interaction point.
Okay, this is a huge turning point. So if getting cited by the AI is the new goal, what kind of content actually earns those citations? What are these LLMs looking for?
Right. We can kind of break it down into two big buckets. On-page stuff, things you control directly on your website, and off-page stuff, things related to your site's overall authority and trust online.
Makes sense. Let's start with on-page. What can I do within my actual content?
Okay, number one, absolutely critical. Clear, logical structure. Use your headings H1, H2, H3 descriptively. Make the flow make sense. It's like giving the AI a blueprint so it understands what's important and how ideas relate. Okay, structure. Got it. Second, concise, context-rich paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
Try to stick to one main idea per paragraph. Avoid jargon. Sometimes an FAQ format works really well here. Just clear question, clear answer. Tools like Yoast Readability Check can help too.
Easier for a machine to parse, like chopping it up. What else?
Exactly. Using lists and tables is huge for AI. Bullet points, numbered lists, tables, they chunk information beautifully. Think top 10 schools in X area or a moving checklist table. Very AI friendly.
Yeah, lists and tables.
Also, front load your key points. Put the most important stuff, the summary, the main answer right up top in the first paragraph or two. AI might just grab the intro or conclusion sometimes.
Get to the point quickly.
Yes. Yeah. And you can even use semantic Q&A markup, like literally using formatting like bolding question and then answer, or maybe a key takeaway label. It signals the structure explicitly.
Interesting. Anything to avoid on the page.
Yeah, definitely try to cut down on clutter and boilerplate. You know, those random widgets, big blocks of text that aren't really related to the main topic that can confuse the AI when it's trying to figure out what the page is actually about.
Keep it clean and focused.
Right. And freshness and accuracy are vital, especially in real estate. Make sure dates are current. Maybe even add an updated for 2025 note. Use schema markup like LastMod to tell search engines when it was last updated.
Schema, does that guarantee anything?
No guarantees. But schema markup like FAQ schema, local business schema, maybe ratings.
Yeah.
It helps reinforce the AI's understanding of what your content is and what entities it's about. It adds context.
Okay, so on page, structure, clarity, conciseness, lists, getting to the point, freshness, and maybe some schema. What about off-page factors? Things beyond the content itself.
Right. This is all about establishing your site as credible and trustworthy. Your backlink profile and page authority still matter a lot. Quality links are like votes of confidence from other sites, signaling to AI that your content is respected.
So backlinks aren't dead either.
Definitely not. Then there's EEAT. Experience, expertise, authoritativeness, trustworthiness. Google added experience recently, emphasizing firsthand knowledge.
EEAT. How do you show that?
Well, for an agent, experience is, you know, showing your years in the local market, maybe case studies. Expertise is deep knowledge of neighborhoods or property types. Authoritativeness comes from being seen as a go-to source, maybe getting cited locally. Trustworthiness is about transparency, ethics, good reviews. You need to make this evident on your site, author bios, detailed local insights, citing good data.
So prove you know your stuff and that others trust you.
Exactly. Building content depth and topical authority is also key. If you comprehensively cover a specific niche, say first-time home buying in Austin, your site can become the go-to resource for AI on that topic. This helps smaller, specialized sites compete.
Interesting. What about tone?
Yeah, language and tone matter. Generally, a neutral, fact-focused tone seems to work better than something super promotional or, like, heavily biased. Keep it objective where possible.
Makes sense for an AI trying to synthesize facts.
Right. And while AI is mostly text now, think about multimedia and accessibility. Good alt text for images, transcripts for videos that helps accessibility now and might feed future AI understanding.
Good point. And basic crawlability.
Crucial. Make sure AI crawlers can actually get to your content. Check your robots.txt. Maybe even decide if you want crawlers from newer AI search tools to access your stuff.
So it really sounds like optimizing for LLMs aligns pretty well with just creating great user experience, but maybe with extra focus on structure and being explicit about your expertise.
That's a really good way to sum it up. Yeah. Well-structured, clear, authoritative content is good for people and good for these AI systems that need reliable information.
Okay, we get how AI search works, what it likes. So how should real estate pros actually adapt their content strategy now? What needs to change?
It really means rethinking things, focusing much more on evergreen content, really building out that topical authority and finding ways to differentiate yourself, you know, bring that human element forward.
Okay, let's break that down. Evergreen content first. Most agents have some basics articles. How do they refactor those for this LLM world?
Yeah, for that existing cornerstone content, the job is to update it. Make sure the info is current for, say, 2025. Then make it super scannable, add TL, DR summaries, break it up with headings, maybe add an FAQ section addressing common follow-up questions, use internal links to connect it to related posts.
What's the opportunity there?
The opportunity is to become a reference point for the LLMs. Even if you get fewer direct clicks from the AI answer, being cited builds brand awareness. And good evergreen content still attracts backlinks and can capture leads if you have clear calls to action within the content itself.
And the risk, less traffic still.
That's the potential risk, yeah. You might invest the effort and still see fewer direct hits than before. But honestly, doing nothing is probably riskier long term.
Right. Okay. What about building that topical authority you mentioned? How does an agent do that effectively?
It's about creating content clusters. Think about your core areas, relocating, selling, investing, specific neighborhood guides. Create a main pillar page for each, and then lots of supporting articles that dive deep into specific aspects, all linking back to that pillar and to each other.
Like a hub and spoke model.
Exactly. This signals to AI, hey, this site knows everything about relocating to downtown. It's how smaller players can compete with big portals on niche, hyper-local topics where they have genuine deep knowledge.
What are the challenges there? Effort.
Significant effort, yes. Yeah. It takes time to build that depth, and there's a risk of low ROI if the content is thin or if you pick topics that don't resonate or become outdated quickly.
And differentiation, especially for individual agents against the Zillows of the world. How do they leverage that human touch and EEAT?
This is crucial. Inject your personality, your actual experience. Share real client stories, anonymized, of course.
Yeah.
Talk about specific local nuances only someone there would know. Build your personal brand. Focus on content where human insight is clearly valuable, not just reciting facts.
Build a moat AI can't easily cross.
That's the idea. Build client trust. The tricky part is balancing that personality with the factual, structured information the AI also needs. And unique, subjective content might build trust, but might not get cited for facts if the AI just summarizes.
Can you give an example? Like, how might a brokerage's content strategy evolve?
Sure. Maybe a brokerage used to just have listings and a few generic blog posts. Now they might shift to building a comprehensive knowledge hub. In-depth guides on local school districts with parent interviews, detailed comparisons of HOA fees in different condo buildings, video tours with personal commentary about neighborhood vibes, really becoming the source for deep local insight.
Should they think beyond text, like video?
Absolutely. Diversifying formats is smart. Videos need transcripts, though, for the AI to easily understand them. Podcasts, too. Webinars with Q&As published. It engages users differently and gives AI more text to work with.
And for independent agents specifically, what's the angle versus portals?
Focus on that hyper-local 101 and 201 level knowledge for your specific neighborhoods. Go deeper than the portals can on those niches. And we are seeing Google's SGE, sometimes mixed results, citing a big portal for one fact and a local agent's blog for another specific detail, so that local expertise can break through.
Okay, so the competitive landscape is definitely shifting. How are the big players, the portals, adapting? And where's the real edge for independents?
Well, the big portals, like Zillow and Redfin, they jumped in early, experimenting with things like ChatGPT plugins.
I remember those.
Yeah, so some got pulled back or paused, likely due to tricky issues like fair housing concerns. OpenAI deactivated them. Zillow added AI fair housing filters. So there's caution now.
Understandable.
Their current focus seems to be leveraging their huge data set to generate content, making sure their sites are technically sound for AI crawlers, good schema, accessibility, and building AI features into their own platforms, like natural language search or chatbots.
What are their main advantages?
Data, definitely. Massive amounts of it. Technical resources, brand recognition, and just the scale at which they can produce and update content. That makes them very likely to get cited in AI answers for broad general queries.
Seems tough to compete with. But you're saying independents do still have an edge?
Absolutely. It's not insurmountable. Their superpower is that hyperlocal and niche expertise. They can go incredibly deep on specific neighborhoods or property types in a way portals often don't, answering those really specific long-tail questions.
And the human connection.
Huge. Human connection and trust. Sharing client stories, testimonials, showing personality online. AI can't replicate genuine human experience or build that same kind of relationship. Plus, things like community engagement, local social proof, video content showing you in the community, that all helps.
So play to your strengths. Local knowledge, personality.
Exactly. And agility. Independents can move faster, experiment with unique angles, maybe create contrarian content, be the first to answer questions about a new local development or issue. They can also create unique local data or tools, maybe a specific neighborhood affordability calculator or a hyper-local market report.
So portals might win on broad searches, but independents can own the local detailed query.
That seems to be how it's shaking out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
LLM search might actually make that long tail more important, more accessible if you have the right deep content.
Does brand matter less now in that initial AI interaction?
It potentially could, yeah. If the user is getting the answer from the AI, the source brand might be secondary to the quality and relevance of the info in that moment, which is an opportunity for smaller players with great content.
Interesting. Could we even see collaborations, independents feeding content to portals?
It's possible, yeah. Maybe partnerships where local experts provide content in exchange for visibility and AI answers sourced from the portal. Who knows? But for now, the edge for independence is being first and best locally, showing that human EET staying agile and engaging the community.
This is super helpful. Yeah. Okay, let's make it really practical. Can we lay out a kind of roadmap, immediate, midterm, long-term actions for real estate pros to get LLM ready?
Yeah, definitely. Let's frame it as a playbook. Immediate actions, say, the next 1 to 3 months.
Okay, what first?
Audit and update your top content. Fix headings, add summaries, make sure data is current, think 2025. Add FAQs. Implement basic schema like FAQ and how-to schema where relevant.
Technical stuff.
Check your robots.txt. Make sure AI crawlers you want can access your site. Optimize your Google Business Profile reviews are huge. Start monitoring Search Console specifically for AI overview impressions versus clicks. Claim and verify your site in Bing Webmaster Tools, too.
And within the content?
Embed clear calls to action. Don't assume the click. Make it easy for them if they do want to learn more or contact you. Okay, that's the first few months. What about midterm, maybe 3 to 9 months out?
Now you build momentum. Do a content sprint on priority topics, maybe new construction or condo versus house trends in your city. Overhaul and expand your main evergreen pages, turn them into multi-page guides, maybe downloadable ebooks.
Build those clusters.
Exactly. Build out those topical clusters with strong internal linking. Start adding multimedia, maybe a video series with transcripts, publish webinar Q&As, engage externally, guest posts, podcast interviews to build authority.
Site health.
Yep. Improve site speed and UX core web vitals matter. And crucially, set up monitoring for AI mentions. Use Google Alerts, maybe manually query AI platforms about your brand and market periodically. See if you're being cited.
Got it. And long term, 9 months plus, what builds a real moat?
Long term is about unique, hard to replicate value. Consider building a proprietary local data resource. Maybe a unique housing affordability index for your town that you update. Launch a niche community or forum around your expertise.
Get interactive.
Yeah. Maybe even develop a simple AI assistant chatbot on your own site trained on your specific content. Invest in personal brand media, an ebook, a regular YouTube series, and critically monitor and adapt. Review AI trends quarterly, test queries, adjust your strategy. This isn't set it and forget it.
So long term is about becoming that unique, indispensable local resource.
Precisely. Imagine an agent with their own respected local market index and an active online community. That agent becomes a trusted authority that AI systems are much more likely to recognize and cite. It builds defensibility.
That's a fantastic, clear roadmap. Okay, as we wrap up, are there specific, maybe speculative risks or trends people should keep on their radar? A watch list?
Yeah, a few things to watch. One, the further decline of referral traffic if AI gets even better at answering directly. Oh. Keep validating this by watching your impressions versus clicks in Search Console.
What else?
Two, AI hallucination or misinformation. AI might just make stuff up about your market or brand. Validate by regularly querying AI about yourself and your area. Three, proprietary AI assistance by the big portals could emerge and change how users search on their platforms. Watch industry news.
Keep an eye on the competition.
Right. Four, the shift to voice and multimodal search might accelerate. Test voice queries yourself. Five, will we see pay-to-play in AI results? Watch for ads or sponsored labels appearing in AI answers.
That would be a big change.
Huge. Six, diminishing returns of some traditional SEO tactics? Are meta descriptions becoming less important? Is keyword stuffing totally pointless now? Monitor what seems to be working. Seven, emergence of new AI search players. Keep an eye on tech news and your referral traffic sources.
Anything else?
Eight, content saturation and the AI content flood. Will search results get clogged with generic AI writing? Monitor the quality of results for your topics. And nine, client expectations shifting. Are leads coming in with different questions or expecting instant comprehensive answers? Validate by listening closely to your clients.
So stay vigilant and be ready to pivot. How do you validate these things practically?
It's about staying grounded in your data and observations. Watch impressions versus clicks. Query the AIs directly about your brand and market. Follow industry news closely. Test voice search. Look for sponsored labels. Monitor which SEO tactics actually move the needle. Check your referral sources, evaluate the quality of content ranking around you, and talk to your clients. What are they experiencing? Agility and proactive adaptation are the name of the game here.
This has been incredibly enlightening. A real deep dive into a landscape that's shifting under our feet. The main takeaway feels loud and clear. Search has fundamentally changed, and understanding this LLM-first approach is just essential now for real estate pros.
Absolutely. We've covered a lot of the mechanics, the user behavior shifts, the content strategies, the competitive dynamics, that roadmap. Hopefully, it provides a solid foundation.
So for everyone listening, the message is, start taking those immediate actions we talked about, but also commit to continuously learning and watching how this space evolves.
Definitely. And maybe one final thought to leave you with. In a world where AI gets better and better at providing standardized information, think about how your unique local expertise, your personal experiences, your human touch, how that becomes even more valuable. What can you offer that an AI simply can't replicate?
That's a powerful question to consider. Finding that unique value proposition in the age of AI.
That's where the opportunity lies.